Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
There's an interesting statement in the book of James, chapter 3, verse 8. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Think on that. Your tongue. First off, we're told that no man can tame it. None. That means there's 8 billion people on this planet, and that tongue can't be controlled. No man can control it. It's head-scratching, but that's what the Word of God tells us, and I believe it. And he says it's unruly evil. So our tongue isn't just evil, but it's evil that spreads our words. And it's full of deadly poison. There again, not just poison, but poison that kills. And this is our tongue. This kind of gives us the impression that mankind is hopeless and helpless. That's what we're told here. If no man in the universe can tame his tongue, therefore that tongue within our mouth is full of unruly evil, which can't be saddled, and it's full of not just poison, but deadly poison. And here's a sign of that. With that tongue, we bless God, even the Father. And with the same tongue, we curse men, which are made in the same similitude of God. In other words, our tongue is double-minded. It's all over the place. It can't be tamed. It can't be tamed. And as I've said many, many times, not because of me, but because of the Holy Ghost and what Jesus did for me when he saved my soul, these wonderful things called convictions that come from God, you played a role of choosing the conviction, whether I'm going to, when I come to that fork in the road, which area or which angle am I going to go in? And am I going to go to the materialistic fleshly realm, or am I going to follow the Lord? That's what we're told here. That's why we need Jesus. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus hung on the cross, to give us the power to control our thoughts, control our tongue, and be separated from the rest of humanity. Then it also goes out to say, for out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and cursings. My brethren, he's talking to brethren here. These things ought not so to be. So this is a warning, this is a chastisement. He's telling us, forget about trying to tame your tongue on your own. You have to renew your mind with God's word to tame your tongue. Control it. Train it. Domesticate it. Other than that, it's wild. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? No. So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? To a degree, he's telling us, without corralling our tongue, we're all double-minded. We're all over the place. Depending on our mood, depending on our attitude, the sun's shining, everything's fine, everybody's beautiful. Little rain outside, I'm behind on my bills, I hate everybody. And I'm going to show it with my tongue. And the people around me will just say, ah, he's got a bad attitude today, he's woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Let's just stay away till it wears off. Or make sure he gets a couple more cups of coffee and snaps out of it. Well, we know this is a spiritual issue. We know what we're up against. Principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. And we know the price that was paid to control that tongue. And that price was the cross. And when Jesus Christ died, he let loose the power of the Holy Spirit. And now the Holy Spirit lives within you. and you are a temple of the living God, and out of your heart, the mouth speaks. And when your heart gets washed, you speak right things. I want to compare that to a verse in Proverbs. Proverbs 22, verse 24. Because many times anger, unless it's held in check, unless it's watched, because there is righteous anger. But if it's anger just because things aren't going your way, it's because a lust hasn't been filled. And we're told in verse 24 of Proverbs 22, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. I'll read that again. Do not make friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man, that's anger to the 10th degree, don't even get near him. Lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. A lot of anger comes out of our tongue, particularly amongst relatives, even amongst friends. And it seems like the damage gets tripled or quadrupled when an angry tongue is leashed on a family member. It could be a spouse, child, relative. And all of a sudden, people have memories like elephants. They don't forget. They don't want to forgive. I remember what you said to me. I remember what you told me. And quite frankly, when our words do go into the atmosphere, they can't be taken back. They're out there. They're going out forever. They're probably going to the kingdom of God because we're going to be judged by every idle word that we say. However, we know that we have a merciful God. The cross was all about mercy, and that's why we have mercy for others, that we are forgiven. But the Lord tells us it's to beware. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So repentance is fine. Repentance is basically, in the Old Testament, referred to as sacrifice. In the Old Testament, for your sins, you would sacrifice something. Now we repent. But obedience is even better. Obedience is even better. Follow the righteous conviction. Do what's right so you don't have to repent and suffer the consequences of your sinful behavior. Be obedient. The walk with the Lord is a do word. D-O. D-O. And that doesn't just mean, I went to church, I did that, or I went to Bible study, I did that, or I listened to all these tapes and preachers and I did that. That isn't do. That's hearing. Doing is when you take the word of God and it comes into you, and now it's circumstantial. You get to use it in the form of forgiveness. You get to use it in the form of denial, denying yourself when lustful thoughts come in and hanging them on the cross and realize the Lord is the Lord of purity and modesty, not of unrighteousness and lasciviousness. This is what being a doer is all about. But getting back to the tongue, a tongue is a good indicator. Watch your tongue. Guard your tongue. Remember, without Jesus, according to God's word, no tongue can be tamed. No tongue whatsoever. No man can tame his tongue. You might say, oh, sure I can. Well, maybe once, maybe twice, but you could put a number on it. But as far as you having the gift of never being able to say a bad word, forget about it. There's only one taming of a tongue, and that comes from above, and it's the miracle of a renewed heart when you become a new creation in Christ. And all of a sudden, you know you're not fighting flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. And you have a different mindset on everybody that you deal with. You have a different mindset. All of a sudden, all right, Joe's behaving the way he is. Maybe something's going on. He's under attack. And in the book of James, it's actually referring to brethren. So when we're out in the world, my goodness, all bets are off. Things are set out in left field, and all the gossip that goes on and the bearing of false witness that goes on, the hatred, the anger, the bitterness. I mean, the words that are flying in the workplace, under the breath, above the breath. You get what I'm trying to get at here. But the Lord warns us about, even in this example about an angry man, don't connect with angry people, because they'll jump on you. Next thing you know, that anger will get into your mouth. And next thing you know, there's a fight going on. And the next thing you know, your mood becomes rotten. And your attitude becomes rotten. All because why? Make no friendship with an angry man, than with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to your soul. Wow. Beware of your companionship, especially with your young children, gang. Beware. Remember, we're all human beings. We're all born under a curse, and we're dealing with this nature, even if we're brethren. That's why we have to, today's a day of salvation, and we have to die daily. So don't get on a high horse. Don't think you've arrived because you know the Savior, and hey, you've been reborn for 40 years. It has nothing to do with it. As far as I'm concerned, this walk is your last step. That's it. I don't care if I've been in this walk for 38 years, which I have been now. My last walk is my last step in Jesus. How'd I treat my wife, my kids? How'd I deal with that spam caller that just called me? All right, whatever it might be. Meekness, temperance, joy, love. These are all gifts of the Holy Spirit that will come forth. Remember, Jesus gives us a peace that passes all understanding, which to me means all human understanding, because it's a peace not of this world. We know we're going to die. We know we're going to get judged. We want our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's what we're after. Our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Think about that simplicity. I just want my name written in your book, Jesus Christ. And you have given me a conviction. And even if I didn't have the written word, because you saved me, because my heart is reborn, because I know I become a new creation in Christ. Yes, the black print on white paper might jump out at me, but that's still the written word. It only becomes life when it comes into you, and it becomes the true bread that comes from above. You know, that's the actual communion, people. The actual communion is your soul being knit with the soul of the Lord. The actual communion is when you take his word, which is the bread of life, and you consume it, and you walk with him. That's the actual true communion. Yes, it is. When you're eating the bread of life that comes from above daily. And the Lord told us this. So today, wherever you're at, with your family, with friends, at a convenience store, at the gas station, dealing with that spam caller, beware. These are human beings made in the image of God. And the Lord told us not to curse anybody with this tongue that the Lord's given us. But beware. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. When your conviction meets that fork in the road, choose righteousness. Choose the Lord Jesus Christ. Be a good disciple. Disciples are disciplined. You are in a new army here. And you have to endure hardness now like a good soldier. It might not be pretty. Your flesh might not like it. And your own concepts might say, he deserves it. He deserves it. Well, he might. But that's God's call. You just keep walking in the Lord, walking in discernment, and guard your mouth. God bless you all. Jesus is Lord, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.